Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yep. Way back in. Got it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Andrew Lamont, your favorite player.
Trevor Bauer.
In fantasy this year, Trevor Bauer has been part of a lot of trade discussions.
Chances are pretty good that he does get traded, so I can only just say that I hope he goes to the Braves or the Padres.
He's
I would love to see Trevor Bauer pitch for a team like San Diego.
He's on the Mets next.
The Braves. Right now, it's so frustrating to watch because they have no run support. They're committing errors all the time. You know, their best hitter, Jose Ramirez, is just nowhere to be found. And that's so it's very frustrating.
Lenny Melnick, is Vlad Jr. the top fantasy rookie moving forward?
I say no. I say the number one rookie who's going to have a better career than Vladimir Guerrero is Eloy Jimenez. White Sox. He just, his field presence, is just his manner, just the way he plays the game with the utmost confidence. When he comes up to bat, even when he makes out, he looks impressive. I think Eloy is going to be a better player than Vlad.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here live, broadcasting from the FNTSY studios in New York City. As our three-day tour comes to an end today for the next 2 hours, so those of you who are in the area at the Renaissance Hotel or you've heard of the restaurant called Versa, that's where I'm at. You can come say hi if you're listening to the show, if you're listening on demand. Thanks, of course, for tuning in. We've got 2 hours of fun broadcast content, which we call Fantasy Sports Today. A lot of fantasy discussion, a lot of reality discussion as well. As always, you can dial up the show at 844-843-6879 if you want to call in and talk and get ready for the second half of the fantasy baseball season. But again, we still have basically 3 days before that happens, about 72 hours before that happens. There will be one game tomorrow in baseball, but let's be honest, we're, as they said in the TV show Friends, we're on a little break. But that won't stop me from doing shows here today, and it's been a fun trip here for the last few days, and tomorrow I'll head out and be back with you guys live on Friday when you're going to need to take a day off tomorrow to travel back to South Florida, so that's kind of how we roll. We got Chris Bavona, as always, producing the show. Coming up, we'll have Three Up, Three Down with our friend Gray Albright. He'll be with us for a couple of segments. And then the second hour of the show, former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler is going to be with us. So I'm excited to talk to him and get his thoughts on not just the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby, but also some NFL we'll mix in today a little bit later here on the program. So with that being said, we're off and running. What did you guys think last night of the All-Star Game? The only game in town basically happening last night. I talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show. Since I started playing fantasy, I would say about 20 years ago, I think, maybe even further than that. With football, I've been playing for, I would say, more than 30 years for sure. I actually had competitive fantasy football leagues playing when I was very young in high school, and also played fantasy basketball in high school. Actually played fantasy basketball season-long against some of the teachers. I bet that that is something that they wouldn't want me saying 20 years ago, but we could say it now for sure. But in terms of baseball, it's always been a fantasy, I think, for a lot of people to attend an All-Star game, because right there on that field before the game starts, for about 10 minutes, you have the opportunity to see all the players who are on your team, all the players who are on everybody else's team also. And that is really the highlight of the game, to be honest with you. Beyond that, the game was played well. It was played competitively. I was a little bit nervous to see what would happen if the game was tied and goes to extra innings, and then they'd put a runner on second base to see if they would end that game. But I thought, really, no complaints for me. I watched probably on and off, in and out, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours of the game. Some things that I think that can be improved, you can take from the All-Star game. And I think that can be improved in all sports. I mean, the idea that a sport has trouble marketing its players, what is the easiest way to change that? What is the easiest way to break through on that narrative? It's very simple. Show the fans of the game that they're watching who these guys are. Allow their personalities to come out a little bit more. And there's only really one way to do that right now in most sports. It's either the media talking to these guys before or after the game, or when these guys pop off on Instagram or Twitter or just kind of say things. And that doesn't really do enough to get the job done. But what happened last night and what's happened over the last couple of All-Star games is the idea that you can put microphones on players in exhibitions and kind of see what they're talking about and learn a little bit about them. And I think that will only help the sport. I thought that the last 2 days, for the most part in Cleveland, from all accounts and from everybody who's reporting and been there, are saying that they did a really good job, maybe as good a job as any city has done in a long time. Because I could tell you that, speaking selfishly, the last All-Star game I attended was 2 years ago in Miami, and that was very poorly done. It was not a well-done All-Star game, and I live in South Florida. There'd be nothing better for me to come on the show today and crap all over Cleveland and say Miami was the better venue for the All-Star game. That was not the case. That game did not sell out. There were empty seats in that spot. They did everything outside. And if you think it's hot in New York right now, imagine how hot it is in South Florida to be doing parades and red carpets and things like that. It was a nightmare. But Cleveland seems to have come through. Their sports fans are very passionate. They care about their players. There's only one problem with Cleveland, as we know, is outside of that championship that LeBron James, when he was with the Cavs, brought to them, city of Cleveland don't win all that much, man. That's the problem. City of Cleveland doesn't win. They do a great job supporting their teams. They have some of the most passionate fans in football, baseball, basketball, etc. They don't win a lot. And that's going to have to change in order to put Cleveland more on the sports map as opposed to, I think, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame map, which seems like a lot of people had a good time at that as well. All right, so on this Wednesday, we'll continue on with the show. It's a little three up, three down coming up next with Gray Albright from Razzball.com. Brad Ziegler in the second hour of the show will preview some of the second half of the fantasy baseball season on this Wednesday afternoon here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Craig Mish, and we're off and running here on this Wednesday, and we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer? Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. It is Fantasy Sports Today, and that means it is Wednesday. And as we've done since we've started the show, is every Wednesday we bring in Gray Albright from Razzball.com to play a little three up, three down. Gray, welcome back to another edition of Fantasy Sports Today, and thanks for playing. How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going there, Mish?
Just,
how you doing?
Did we wake you up today? I'm sorry. Was
yeah,
late night?
I'm on vacation, man.
So
it's
am
like,
I.
It's awesome.
So am I. That's right. How was your trip? How was your trip? You having fun?
It's good. I mean, the trip's still going. I'm in Portland. I think they say Portland. I don't think they say it as two words.
How's the cougar?
I'm good, though.
Cougar okay?
She's in the hotel room sleeping right now. She's like 3 feet away from me.
Okay. All right. We won't wake her up.
You hear snoring?
That's her?
I think I just did. Right. She was supposed to be up an hour ago, but I don't know.
I've been down that road, trust me, here in New York. Okay. let's get started. My three up, three down will start with the All-Star game. I mean, the American League is just making this thing ridiculous, winning again. And how many in a row can they win? I don't know, but they're at 7 right now. I remember back in the 80s, the National League used to win all the time, but clearly the American League is on their roll. So I'll start off with AL winning. That's my first one. Gray, how about your first one today?
That's a good one. Did you watch the game?
I watched most of it.
Yeah, I watched. I watched probably from like the second inning on. I thought it was a good game, actually. If the worst thing you can say is that it was fast, I think that's a good thing.
I know, exactly. I love that. I love fast games in baseball.
I love brevity, even though obviously I'm not. Okay. So my first one up is the San Francisco Giants. Mm. Now it's not necessarily that they're winning, even though I guess they've won a few recently and they've been a little bit better. But I like the angle that they're taking right now, where they're pretending to be buyers potentially, but they're like also listening to every offer from every team that has ever spoken, that's ever existed for Madison Bumgarner. They have literally, I think they've said in the last 3 days, they've said the Astros, the Twins, the Braves, the Brewers, maybe even the Athletic at one point. Everyone is interested in Madison Bumgarner. And I mean, I believe it. I think he's actually changed his whole, like, his stats for going into this year. Everything was trending down a couple of years. But this year, his K per nine is up. His walks are down. His velocity is up. Everything looks like it has been corrected to like pre-2017 Madison Bumgarner, which is for a guy who's, you know, not necessarily a young guy anymore. He's only 29, but still, I mean, he's going to be 30 in about 2 weeks. He's turned his entire It looks like he's turned his entire trajectory around, which is, you know, pretty impressive. So I'm going to say up is the Giants and Bumgarner being at the head of that.
By the way, real quick, where do you think he goes? Give me one team, real quick. Not a long one. 5 seconds.
Brewers.
Brewers, okay. I got Houston. Okay, I'm here in New York. The U.S. women's soccer team are also here, and they're celebrating over at City Hall. Congratulations to them. Nice parade. And I'm just glad I didn't get stuck in that traffic, Ray, to be honest with you. So that's really two ups in one with the U.S. women's soccer team. Go ahead with your second one.
That's probably for the best since mine are so long.
you think I haven't planned it? I planned this out very well, trust me.
I'm going to say Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Okay, so over the last 30 days, Mike Trout has 24 runs, 12 homers, 26 RBIs, and one steal, and he's hitting .317. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has the same amount of runs, the same amount of home runs, only two less RBIs, the same number of steals, and he's hitting .343 to Trout .317. So, I mean, the last 30 days that Gurriel has had has just been insane. I could go into how he's done it, the adjustments he's made, but I'm probably running long already.
Yeah, no, you were fine. Okay, here's my up, and this is an interesting one, Gray. You might want to chime in on this. A man in Niagara Falls, he fell over, and he fell 188 feet down. But the reason why this is trending up and it's positive, he survived. He survived the fall. So that's my final up. A man fell over in Niagara Falls. And it seems like out of every 100, maybe one survives. But hey, he survived. Congratulations to that guy. That's my final up.
Was he wearing a barrel?
I don't know. A wheelbarrow, maybe. I have no idea. I gotta pull up that story on the internet. My crack research staff, you know, on crack probably.
I got 100 monkeys with 99 typewriters.
There you go. We're all in the back room,
and they're all fighting. They're all fighting over them.
Yeah.
Like musical chairs. So my last one is just, I have this Fernando Tatis Jr. And I have next to the note, it says fun.
So all right.
That's what I have.
Great one.
For my last one. You know what? It's vacation. Come on.
Do you have him in any league, Tatis, by the way?
No, I didn't get him.
I know. Listen, you hit the biggest home run of all. You have Pete Alonso, though. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah. You know, honestly, unless it looks like a guy is going to break camp with a team, I'm really hesitant about drafting. And when I'm drafting in early March and it didn't look like Tatis was going to break with the Padres, I was fading him, to be honest. I love him. Don't get me wrong. But Alonso was like more of a sure bet to break with the Mets. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I was going Alonso over Tatis. But I like them both.
Yeah, but you ended up with Alonso. Definitely better. Okay, down for me, All-Star Game MVP last night, Shane Bieber. Through one inning, struck out three. We've officially ended any kind of interest in the MVP of the All-Star game after that one. Like, everyone remembers Bo Jackson winning the MVP. Shane Bieber, congratulations. That's my first one.
I don't want to throw back an up to you, but I mean, if we remember from like 10 minutes ago, maybe it was shorter now. I was saying that, you know, brevity and All-Star game being short. So the fact that Bieber had a one up, a three up, three down inning, that's actually, I give him the MVP too for being fast.
He did.
Just be quick on the mound.
Yeah, he had three up, three down. I asked him to come on the show. He said no. All right, give me your second one, and then we got to have to do the rest of them after the break. We're running long again.
Okay, my first one is Austin Meadows. He's so good in April. so bad in June and July, and then injured in May. I think somewhere in the middle is where we're going to end up with Meadows. But man, he's been miserable to own for about 6 weeks now. It hasn't been fun.
Yeah, and again, it's so hard. Like, it's so funny when you hear people in the industry or the community say sell high on Austin Meadows. It's like, who's running to go grab Austin Meadows? Like, he's Mike Trout, you know? Like, you're stuck. Like, you are stuck with John Means. Yeah. You know? Like, you're not selling high on John Means.
Oh my God, I could rant on that for an hour. I mean, the people who are like sell on the guys who are doing bad, it's like, no, you sell on the guys that are doing well, and you buy on the players
that's
who
right.
are doing bad. I mean, everyone knows that, you know, Zach Wheeler and Germán Márquez haven't been good, but that's when you buy them. You don't sell them now. There's nothing to sell.
No. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap up our three up, three down, and then we'll talk to Gray about just the second half of the fantasy season, and then we'll let him go back to his vacation. So you're listening to FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you from New York. Gray Albright from Portland. We'll be right back.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-869-4993 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-869-4993 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-869-4993. That's 800-869-4993.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
If you want to risk two free wagers up to $1,000, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter promo code GRID. You'll get two free risk bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you bet the Colts -3, they win by 7, they cover the spread. You'll receive 7 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. We're joined by Ray Albright of Razzball.com, and of course the fantasy.
Eligibility for Gamblers Anonymous, or what?
You know what, man? Let me see here. Let me see here. Gambling problem. I just literally read. I just did a Ron Burgundy. Hold on a minute here. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Oh, eligibility restrictions apply to the PointsBet.com contest. You don't have to be. It's all in one. Don't blame me. Eligibility restrictions apply to the contest, but you don't have to be eligible to apply to go to Gamblers Anonymous. You don't have to apply for that.
Perfect.
I think you just knock on the door, they open it up, and then they take your phone, and then you're done for like a month.
That's good to know, because if you're like a 14-year-old who's like crazy into jacks and gambling.
Thank you for pointing that out on the show. That would just slide by most guests,
no,
but for you, it would not. Yeah, my 7-year-old son is going to the FanDuel Casino, and he's looking up at the Wimbledon, and he's like, yeah, can I bet Djokovic? No, you may not. Okay, so let's go back.
I think you have a problem.
Let's go back to 3 up, 3 down. If we miss, you said you didn't really prep, so I don't think we're missing anything. But let me give you the other.
I prepped.
Yeah, you're full of it. Okay, so my other two were on the downside. Were that Friends announced, you know, yesterday that they're gone from Netflix on January 1st. That's the second biggest Netflix show to go after The Office. And then Gray, you're familiar with the entertainment industry, of course. And Rip Torn passed away. I thought he was really funny, and passed away at the age of 88. So that was my other two downs that we didn't get to.
Oh my God, I know. There is actually, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there was a Twitter handle that just tweeted out Rip Torn outlives.
Yes.
And then it was a very singular Twitter feed. And all it did was tell you who Rip Torn outlived. And now that is also deceased. So,
yeah, 88 years old. Yeah, it's just,
I couldn't believe that he lived that long. I mean, he did some insane stuff.
Yes,
I tweeted something on the Razzball Twitter handle. I tweeted something like he tried to rob a bank, and then his excuse was he thought it was his house.
Really? Is that true?
What? Yes,
oh,
I swear to God. I mean, yeah. Anyway, one of my down was Gene Segura. I actually do. I own him in one league. That's not true. So I own him in one league, but I wasn't really like, you know, you have so many leagues, you own so many players, you kind of know. You know, you have a gist of what's going on, but you don't know necessarily exactly. I didn't realize Segura only had 7 steals this entire year so far.
Yeah, he's not running.
And
yeah.
No, he's not running at all. And he's played in 80 games, so it's like he should have more than 7 steals. Yeah, so he's one of my downs. I was like, damn, that's really bad. Segura's like, you want him for the runs, but now, you know, Kingery's batting leadoff. So you're like, okay, I'll take something. Like, what is Segura giving you if he's not stealing bases or doing anything, really?
Yeah, and that's the problem with the team, though. I think that's just kind of the way that Kapler mm-hmm. does business there. I just don't think that he runs. I mean, Kingery was a 30-steal guy in the minor leagues. He's got 5, man. You know, like
Yes, exactly. And I wonder, like, it's interesting too, because Kapler seems like he's got like ADHD when it comes to managing. Like, he'll bring in guys for one batter. He'll like move around, play players in positions they're not necessarily that familiar with. But when it comes to stealing, he's not like he isn't a throwback when it comes to stealing or, you know, hit and run. No one hits and runs anymore.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of interesting. Kapler is such a play for the home run guy because he doesn't seem like he would be.
Yeah, and he was a guy that played in an era of times when guys would steal bases with,
right,
with the Red Sox. But Segura leads the Phillies with 7. I mean, that's just insane. Yeah,
it's madness.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting at the end of the year to see what happens with him. I think that, look, they look like a disappointment. They're 45-45. That's not to say that they can't make the postseason, but it doesn't look like it. And if it doesn't, my guess would be is they'll keep him, but he probably will be on a, hey, you got to do it next year, you're a done deal. Like, I mean, someone's going to have to take the fall
for
putting this roster together. I mean, they have everything they can possibly need.
Yeah, and with, like, because I just recently released my second half rankings over at Razzball, and, like, I was looking at Bryce Harper and trying to figure out where I wanted to rank him, and then I was like, really, like, when you drill down, you realize Bryce Harper is now, he's a 250 hitter. He is not this, like, 315, 330 hitter that he was 3 years ago. His Ks are out of control. And even his walks are down this year, where I'm like, oh, my God, like Bryce Harper is basically like a 32-homer, 10-steal, 250 hitter. Like, okay, I mean, that's fine. It's not terrible. But that is no longer a top 15 bat at all, especially with the way everyone's hitting.
We're joined by Gray Albright of Razzball.com. You can subscribe to their service right now, and Gray's audio is up there, as well as the podcast that they talk about the top 100 players for the second half of 2019, and it looks like it is Gray and Ralph Lifshitz who put this together. So you can check that out right now and also subscribe to their Streaminator and also get a 3-free-day trial. So check all that out at Razzball.com for those of you we're still very much into the fantasy baseball season like me. So I guess, Gray, what I would ask is, just generically speaking, is there anything in particular that, like, you're looking forward to seeing in the second half of the season? I think that you illustrated with the Phillies. I think that is definitely curious to see what they do. We have the trade deadline, of course, coming up the 31st. And as you know, there's no deadline on the 31st of August, so we know the 31st is going to be wild. But beyond that, is there anything in particular from a fantasy perspective that has you peaked here coming up in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few things. I think one of my biggest ones right now is I'm wondering what's going to happen with, Vlad obviously was, it looked like the superstar that we all expect him to be,
right,
in the home run derby. So I'm like, at this point, he looks like, nothing special at all when you're looking at his regular season stats, but we know he is going to be special. So I'm kind of excited about seeing, hopefully, there's no home run derby jinx, and opposite of that is, he goes off and he shows us what he was doing in the home run derby in regular season games, because, I mean, the guy is like, I mean, he's going to be someone who's a perennial top five guy in fantasy,
I think so,
for
too.
many
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a matter of just time. So I don't know, maybe he can put it together in the second half. And I'm also feeling kind of similar with Eloy Jimenez, who's not quite as exciting of a national name, but I think the fantasy people know that he's supposed to be good, and I think he will be good. It's just a matter of time with him too. So I'm hoping one of those guys, or maybe both of them, can take off in the second half. I from a real baseball perspective, like I was saying in my original one up was with the Giants. I'm excited to see some, players move. We have, other than what Kevin Pillar, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of movement early on, other than, Dallas Keuchel and Kimbrel signing, eventually. There hasn't been many real baseball moves. So hopefully we see some guys, turning over and going over to some new teams, and I'll be able to get something going in my NL only team.
Yeah, me too.
And have some guys come over.
Yeah, I've saved my money. August 1st, we'll see. Yeah, I think good points from you on that. I think Jimenez, by the way, is a really good point, because also playing on a competitive team, and I know that, look, players can perform on teams that are terrible, but Gray, historically speaking, this is the worst Blue Jays team we've seen maybe in 30 years, you know? And that has to be somewhat.
Yeah,
I mean, they are just, I mean, their pace is for like 60 wins, man. Like, the Blue Jays are a competitive team every year. And you have to wonder, like, what pitcher would even give this guy an opportunity to put himself on a highlight and hit a home run? Like, they don't have anything on that team. So we'll see.
Right. Yeah. Well, but then on the other hand, you have Gurriel, who's doing so well.
He is doing well. That's true. You know, like, that's true. Yeah.
But also, to your point, there's no pitchers afraid of pitching to Gurriel.
No. No, they're going to let him beat
him. They let him beat him, and he is beating them, but they're letting him do it. And the Blue Jays are only going to get worse, with Giles will be gone from that team, I think.
Yeah, and Stroman, and if anybody will take Aaron Sanchez.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the case.
Exactly.
All right, great.
Yeah,
listen, all gonna go. Have a great vacation. I really appreciate you joining me. We'll catch up again next week. And we'll do some. We'll really hit on the trade deadline coming up the next few weeks. Thank you again for coming on. Appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Gray Albright from Razzball, razzball.com. You guys have to sign up right now. Top 100 players for the second half of the season. Gray and Ralph Lifshitz put together an epic podcast ready for you guys, and subscribe to what they do. They do a phenomenal, funny job. We'll be back with more here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here as we are live in New York. And we'll be with you here till 2 o'clock Eastern. Send it over to Full-Time Fantasy at that point, Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis. I'll be back with you guys officially on Thursday, but you'll be able to hear some of the best of what we've done here on the show. Kind of strange, I admit, to have a best-of show since we've only been doing the show for a little bit over a month. But as I've told you many times before, and I apologize for it, one of two things happened during the All-Star break for me. Now, I am covering for you guys fantasy baseball and fantasy football. Those two things will happen with me, and fantasy football will kick in on this show coming up probably right after the baseball trade deadline. We'll start really getting into some football. But through the years, one or two things happened for me broadcasting fantasy baseball radio shows in the last decade. Option one, I go to the game. Option two, I take the week off. That's basically it. And that has been the way that it's always been. And I've talked to you guys about this before because I've been to four All-Star games in the last 10 years. And so what I like to do is kind of alternate. Okay, one year I'll go to the All-Star game, one year I'll take a vacation. One year I'll go to the All-Star game, one year I'll take a vacation. I'm not one of these people anymore that needs to go to every big event. I will admit that before I was married and before I had kids, one of my top priorities in sports, in business, was I had to go to like all the events. I went to the Super Bowl many times. I went to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I went to the Super Bowl in Tampa. I went to the Super Bowl in Miami a couple times. And people would make fun of me because whenever the World Series or the NBA Finals or the Super Bowl was on, I had to be there. In fact, a friend of mine used to say that I was the big game Craig guy. But what happens is you get married, you have kids, and then you realize that there's other priorities in life, and then you kind of have to, as you would say, pick your spots. So for this week in particular, it just kind of worked out that I was up here and my family wanted to be up here for an extended period of time. So I will head back to South Florida tomorrow, and my family, of course, will stay because the baseball season is starting up now in the second half, and I got to be ready to start covering baseball in the second half. And by the way, for those of you who may be listening to the show the first time, and there's always people who tuned in for the first time, maybe you found us on iHeartRadio, or maybe you found us on FantasySportsNetwork.com. I do also have a podcast called Swings and Mishes, which you can subscribe to if you have Google Play or you have an iTunes account. Certainly, you could just search for that. And a lot of Marlins baseball information on there. But if you like listening to the show, maybe that would be something for you as well. Updating you on some of the latest news and notes in fantasy before we hit Brad Ziegler coming up at the top of the hour. Lucas Giolito's first start of the second half of the season will be Monday in Kansas City. He appeared in the All-Star game, and that's kind of the interesting part for me about what the All-Star game does, how it affects fantasy. In most of the leagues that you play in season-long leagues, there's only a couple of times that the reality of the game affects fantasy in a big way. This happens to be one of them. Now, it doesn't affect you if you're playing in, let's say, a 12 or 15-team rotisserie league. But I woke up this morning, and I got to admit, today was the first time I went and checked all my fantasy teams. I hadn't checked since Sunday, so that's Monday, so almost 3 days, and I'll probably stay off it until tomorrow. But I noticed that in my head-to-head league, like those of you who play fantasy football, it's not as easy as it seems because in the head-to-head format that I'm playing in, and it depends on what website you're playing in, whether it's ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, Fantrax, any of the great websites that are out there, they'll take the three games this weekend, and in the case of, I believe it's Houston and the Angels, I got to check that to be sure, but there's one game tomorrow. But beyond that, they'll take the three games this weekend and then lump them in all of next week with those games too. So if you're playing in a head-to-head league, you really have to be on top of your game and understand that just because you're having a good weekend this weekend, it means nothing. I can't tell you how many times I've played in fantasy leagues who and with people who have never played in head-to-head leagues before, which is crazy because you would think that anybody who's played in a head-to-head fantasy football league would understand that, for example, Monday Night Football counts. Like, you could just look at how your league is set up and then determine it from there. But in this particular situation, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you're getting extra games. You have to manage your pitching staff. And I know a lot of leagues will run the free agent acquisition budget tomorrow, too. So these are all things you have to start checking now. And I think break time for fantasy, unfortunately, is coming to an end after tonight for a lot of us. So that's kind of the deal there. Let's tap into this story a little bit, which, again, I don't put a lot of stock into the rumor mill, even though I am technically part of that covering Major League Baseball. I tend to be careful about what I put out because I don't want to, you know, rub people the wrong way. And if you remember this winter in baseball, not a lot happened. So there were a lot of just things being thrown out constantly. One of them was Noah Syndergaard and the possibility of a three-way trade with the Yankees, the Mets, and the Marlins, or something wacky like that, which I was told that the Marlins never even knew anything about. But John Morosi of MLB.com, so again, you know, rumors, says that the Brewers are among the teams that are showing interest in Mets starter Noah Syndergaard. Why would the Mets trade Noah Syndergaard with his ERA pushing 5 right now? Think about that. Why would the Mets take a pitcher who's arguably at his lowest value since he's come up? He's been hurt a few times, so let me quantify that and say when a pitcher is hurt, he's obviously at his lowest value. But why would the Mets in this case take Syndergaard, who's been healthy for the entire season with an ERA of 4.68, and say to Milwaukee, yeah, like, we're willing to give this guy up? I'm not a Syndergaard fan. After last year, I decided never again for me in fantasy. The risk is not worth it. But I would say this. The Mets would be very foolish to do this now. If they're going to do anything, you wait till the winter. Let this guy fix himself a little bit. And then at that point, you can determine when or how you would make a trade for Noah Syndergaard. This one is a little baffling to me. The other big story that's going to come from the weekend is something that's going to affect me big time. Gabe Kapler on the radio yesterday, Todd Zielecki reported this morning, that Jake Arrieta is still scheduled to start this weekend against the Nationals. I'm going to have to make a big decision with Jake Arrieta. Arrieta's ERA in his last three starts, 7.71. There were reports over the weekend that he has a bone spur in his right elbow, and he could be out for an extended period of time. But for whatever reason, the way the Phillies are handling this is as follows. When a pitcher in Major League Baseball, whether he's on your team or not, and he's hurt, the last thing that they're going to do is tip their hand as to whether or not that guy is going to end up starting for their big league team on the weekend. And therein lies the problem for those of us who have Jake Arrieta. Now, I will be as transparent as possible when it comes to Arrieta. I was a fan of his going into the year. From everything that I saw and everything that I heard, and we discussed it a little bit yesterday, when you have a team with Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen, JT Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins, a lot of offense there, Scott Kingery, Odubel Herrera was there at one point, you just figured that the Phillies' offense was going to be among the best in the National League. They've been nothing short of disappointing. And therefore, even with the Phillies scoring 6 or 7, 8 runs, and Jake Arrieta's gotten a ton of run support, he's not winning games. So I think that if you own him, you hope he doesn't pitch, and then they get him back at some point, and you can get him back on your team. I just can't afford any more injuries. Like, I'm at the point where, especially in these mono leagues, these NL-only leagues, if I lose a guy like this, there's just no one on the waiver wire that I'm going to be able to pick up. It's almost like I have to go with 2 or 3 of these middle reliever types. But that's kind of the story with Jake Arrieta. And look, we'll have to see what happens this weekend with him. But certainly, I don't even know if you can consider starting him at this point based on the way that he's pitched. Rick Semier on Twitter, who covers the Chicago White Sox, reports that A.J. Reed is getting called up by them after the break. Now, look, I had a chance to get to know A.J. Reed a little bit when he was with Houston. A quick Google of his minor league stats is going to show you that he can hit. But he just basically ran out of time with the Astros, and they had to make a decision because of their struggles with starting pitching. They had to call up a bunch of guys that they didn't want to. Their pitching staff has struggled, and these are those, what they would say, 40-man decisions that have to be made, and he was really the odd man out. Now, he's 26 years old. He has power to hit 20 or 30 home runs, but the key with Reed is what kind of opportunity is he going to get this week? If he's going to end up playing all this weekend and next week, then I think that he's someone we got to look at. Yonder Alonso is a player that they signed in the offseason. I could probably make the argument he's been the most disappointing player in all of Major League Baseball this year. What happened with him 2 years ago to now, I have no idea. No clue. Remember, he was one of those guys that they talked about having a great launch angle, changed his entire approach, ended up hitting 25, 30 home runs. Now he's going on these one-year deals, went from San Diego to Oakland to Cleveland. But now he's done absolutely nothing with the White Sox. And remember, the White Sox, there were rumors that they signed Yonder Alonso and John Jay in order to acquire Manny Machado because all three of them were from South Florida and they thought that all three would have an impact there. So what kind of impact will Reed have? I don't know. But this is the difference between, in these deeper leagues, winning and losing leagues in the month of June and July. If you have nothing to risk, you just pick a guy up, you stash him on the bench, see what he does for a week, and if he does nothing, you cut him. The only thing that you have to be really careful of at this point of the season, especially in leagues where they're super competitive, and we'll talk about this as we get on this show, as we get a lot closer to the trade deadline, is you have to save any free agent acquisition budget that you have right now because you got the trade deadline coming up here on the 31st. And there's no question that you're going to have closers switching spots. You're going to have starting pitchers become relievers. You're going to have some poor starting pitchers in other spots become good starting pitchers on better teams. Stroman's a good example of that. And if you look around your league, you may be able to find a player that's on Miami or on Toronto or on San Francisco or Kansas City or even Baltimore. And in the next 10 days, they become a contender for someone. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Coming up next, what we'll do is we'll give you a little bit of the best of what we do in the first hour of the show. But in our second hour of the show, we'll play a little You Make the Call with our good friend Brad Ziegler. He's going to join us here. And I'm going to dive into what Brad thinks very specifically about players that played in the Home Run Derby, that play in the All-Star Game, and what we can expect from them in the second half of the season. He played the game for a long time. So what does he do differently coming back to the second half of the season? And also, he's got three players for us here on the show at 1:15 Eastern. So if you're listening on demand, just fast forward 15 minutes if you want to hear that. Three players who have underperformed in the first half that he thinks have a great chance to bounce back in the second half of the season. We're live here at the FNTSY Studios, the Renaissance Hotel, the restaurant Versos right outside. I'm Craig Mish, and we'll be back with plenty more here in just a couple of minutes on the program. Don't go away. Hour number two is just ahead here on Fantasy Sports Today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The idea that a sport has trouble marketing its players, what is the easiest way to change that? What is the easiest way to break through on that narrative? It's very simple. Show the fans of the game that they're watching who these guys are. Allow their personalities to come out a little bit more. And there's only really one way to do that right now in most sports. It's either the media talking to these guys before or after the game, or when these guys pop off on Instagram or Twitter or just kind of say things. And that doesn't really do enough to get the job done. But what happened last night and what's happened over the last couple of All-Star games is the idea that you can put microphones on players in exhibitions and kind of see what they're talking about and learn a little bit about them. And I think that will only help the sport. I thought that the last 2 days, for the most part in Cleveland, from all accounts and from everybody who's reporting and been there, are saying that they did a really good job, maybe as good a job as any city has done in a long time. Because I could tell you that, speaking selfishly, the last All-Star game I attended was 2 years ago in Miami, and that was very poorly done. It was not a well-done All-Star game, and I live in South Florida. There'd be nothing better for me to come on the show today and crap all over Cleveland and say Miami was the better venue for the All-Star game. That was not the case. That game did not sell out. There were empty seats in that spot. They did everything outside, and if you think it's hot in New York right now, imagine how hot it is in South Florida to be doing parades and red carpets and things like that. It was a nightmare. But Cleveland seems to have come through. Their sports fans are very passionate. They care about their players. There's only one problem with Cleveland, as we know, is outside of that championship that LeBron James, when he was with the Cavs, brought to them, city of Cleveland don't win all that much. Down for me, All-Star Game MVP last night, Shane Bieber, threw one inning, struck out three. I mean, we've officially ended any kind of interest in the MVP of the All-Star Game after that one. Like, everyone remembers Bo Jackson winning the MVP. Shane Bieber, congratulations. That's my first one.
I don't want to throw back an up to you. But I mean, if we remember from like 10 minutes ago, maybe it was shorter. Now I was saying that, you know, brevity and All Star game being short. So the fact that Bieber had a one up, I mean a three up, three down inning. That's actually I mean I give him the MVP too for being fast.
Yeah, he did.
Quick on the mound.
And we'll be right back with more fantasy sports today.